Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. We've got Wyoming Cowboy basketball over on our FM station this evening, 92.9 FM, the Bosses. They take on Southern Thursday night football right here on KFBC. We're going to talk a little Cowgirl basketball right now. The newest member of the 1,000 Point Club, Markell Dent, joining us here on the program. Markell, congratulations. Thanks for coming on the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
Did you know where you were at prior to the start of the DU game? Did you know you were that close to 1,000 points?
I really didn't know, and then my dad texted me like a couple of hours before the game and said you're 4 points away, and so that was the first time I kind of heard about it. So I was just going into the game, just trying to get the win, but it was definitely cool getting to that 1,000 points, and it's pretty cool to be up with the people who have made it before.
You know, you hit the three-pointer to go over 1,000. Now, when you're out on the floor, and be honest, when you hit the three, you know, since your dad texted you that you were 4 points away, the three-pointer that was, you know, 1,001, did you know? Did you have a little smile? What was going through your mind at that point? Do you even pay attention to that out on the floor?
You know what? I actually really didn't even pay attention. There was like 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and I kind of just threw it up, and I wasn't really paying attention to it until I think it was a timeout and coach came out to me and said congrats on the 1,000 points, and that's kind of when I thought about it again. But yeah, definitely when I shot it, it wasn't really coming to my mind. I was just thinking about getting back on defense.
Now, you played with a couple players the last few years that made it to that 1,000 point club, Kayla Woodward and Caitlin Mileta. What was it like as a teammate of theirs? What was it like as a teammate knowing that they made that? Did you feel some sort of satisfaction, and could you kind of tell the rest of the team was with you on that, your milestone as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, last year when they, or I think it was 2 years ago when Kayla got it, but it was definitely really exciting, and, you know, you're really proud of them when they made it, and it was cool in the locker room yesterday after when Coach announced to the team that I had made it. I'm just hearing everyone saying congrats and clapping and stuff. It's definitely a really cool feeling, and I was really excited about it.
You guys got the win, and I'm sure that was the most important thing to you, closing out that road trip with the win over DU. What was the difference from the second half? Because it was back and forth in that first half. You go in tied. What was the difference in the second half?
I think the biggest difference was just making sure we got movement on the offensive end. In the first half, Coach kind of said how we were just standing around, weren't getting too much movement because they were playing zone against us. And so we kind of went to a motion offense to try to get a little more movement, and we got the ball into the middle a little bit more, and that opened up opportunities for us to get some more open shots. And then it was easy to find Marta, who obviously we want to find as much as possible to knock down those trees, and she definitely did that more in the second half.
Markell Dent joining us here in the Sports Zone. What about the defense? And it's not like you played horrible defense in the first half, but did you feel like you clamped down a little bit more defensively in the second half? Or, you know, did you feel like the defensive effort, which has been there all year, was there all game against DU?
I think it was there pretty much all game, but Coach kind of talked up just to bring the intensity in the second half, and I think we did that a little bit more. He is a team where they put the ball on the ground and try to get to the basket as much as possible. So we just had to make sure we took that away, and I think we did that pretty much all game.
That was a tough road trip for you guys because you had two really tough ones at Gonzaga and at Idaho. What kind of experience is that like? You've been through those before. You and Jordan have been through those trips before. What kind of experience was that like for the younger players who may have not been able to, they haven't experienced that sort of thing before?
That's definitely a great experience for us because that's kind of how our road trips are for conference. And getting those two games on the road will definitely lead us to conference play when we have to take road trips like that. And Idaho and Gonzaga are obviously really good teams, and the fact that we stuck with them the whole game definitely gives us confidence going into the rest of our games. I mean, it's not nice to lose, but it's definitely a confidence booster that we know that we can play with good teams like that.
You couldn't have played two different styles between the two, right, with Gonzaga and Idaho. Idaho just chucks up the threes, and Gonzaga is really big. That was a completely two different styles of play, right?
yeah, definitely different styles of play for sure. I mean, trying to stop the bigs in Gonzaga, and then you flip it around and you got to stop the guards of Idaho. So it was definitely different styles of play, which is good that we get used to that, because obviously teams in our conference have different styles like that also.
What has been your adjustment, and maybe the teams as well, to the four quarters instead of the two halves? Is it different now that you've played seven games? Are you used to it? Where do you stand on that?
I think the biggest difference is just the foul count. How if you get five fouls, you shoot two free throws. So I think that's been the biggest difference for us, is trying to get to the free throw line, just because it's a lot easier to get there and not have to shoot one and ones and you have two shots. So coach has really been trying to tell us that, to attack the basket and get to the free throw line, because you shoot free throws so quickly.
Other than that, though, is the game, I mean, does it feel the same when you're out there playing? I mean, it's the same amount of time. It's just a little different with the way with the quarters. Does it feel the same? Does it change at all?
I think it feels mostly the same. I think at some point it does feel like it's a longer first half for sure. But I think the biggest adjustments we've had to make is, coach had always talked about playing 4 minutes, and now we're talking about playing 5 minutes at a time. So that was a little bit of an adjustment, but I think we've adjusted to it pretty well, and it's definitely different, but we've been adjusting to it pretty well.
Why do you think the first half feels longer?
You know, I don't know. Sometimes you kind of just look at the clock and you're like, oh my gosh, like, it feels like you're usually you're going into halftime, so it's definitely different, and you look up and you're like, oh my gosh, we have a whole nother quarter to play. So that's the only thing that's been feeling different about it.
You mentioned your dad texting. Are you going to hold that over him, that you've got 1,000 points?
He did text me, and he said, it's pretty crazy how you scored 1,000 points in your college career. I don't think I even scored that in his high school and college career combined. So he was joking with me about that, but he just said he's really proud of me, and that's definitely a great feeling.
You know, go back, and this will be my final question, because I know you got to get to practice and you have some other interviews, but go back to your freshman year, think back, did you ever think that you'd be in the position to have 1,000 points and be up there and assist for your career? Did you ever think that would be a possibility?
You know, not really. From my freshman year, I kind of just went into it as taking it one day at a time, and it's definitely cool to be here right now, and I just want to continue on in my career and hopefully get that championship under our belt. I think that's the biggest thing that I've been focusing on this year. And I think to end out my senior year, that would be a great way.
All right. Markell, thank you so much for joining us here today, and best of luck against Montana Saturday afternoon. Back at home finally, right? Good to be back at home, right?
Yes, definitely great to be back at home in front of our fans. We're excited and not to be on the road anymore. So
thank you, Markell.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.